You know, just same old day. Oh yeah, a stranger paid my toll, and I was tailgating the guy. Maybe strangers aren't so bad. Maybe that person will pay somebody else's toll, just for fun. Those are little things we can all do. There are things that are really big in the eyes of the world that are not very big in the eyes of spirit. There are also things that are little in the eyes of the world, little things that are very big in the eyes of spirit. Writing a note for a waiter or a waitress. If you've ever been a waiter or a waitress, you would know the impact of someone writing a note, leaving a big tip just to get your attention for the note, and then writing something. This happened to me a long time ago. I mean, I write notes now and then, not every time. It's not a formula. But this person was just knocking herself out. It was a busy night. One of the waiters was sick. One of the cooks was sick. And everybody was rushed and grumpy and took a long time to get the food. She brought the wrong thing. She apologized, came back, brought the right thing. But I wrote a note, left a big tip, and wrote a note. Obviously, it was a tough night tonight, but you were really knocking yourself out, going 100%. We really appreciated it. You helped make our meal a pleasure. If you've ever been a waiter or waitress, you would know what that would do on a tough night. I once wrote a note to somebody, and I don't wait around to see the response. But this time, I was slow getting out. She came up to me with tears in her eyes, said she was thinking of quitting. And this kept her there longer. That did happen. So those little things can make a big difference. Putting a coin in somebody's meter that's expired. That could be you next time, you know? Picking up litter. There's no city. I've been into about 30 cities this year so far. Maybe 35 cities. And there's not a single city I visit that I don't pick up litter. If I see some litter on the ground, I just pick it up and put it in a can. I don't do it compulsively. I'm not trying to clean the whole... I'm not Mr. Clean, you know. But once in a while, I see some litter, I pick it up. Somebody may see me do that. You see, we have the power to uplift the standards around us or lower them. People are watching us like hawks, especially our kids. And just by doing something like that, you know, picking it up, putting it in the trash, somebody else might see that and say, wow, that guy didn't drop that litter. He just picked it up. Maybe I'll do that sometime. I can't know the impact of my words on an audio tape or to an audience. But I do know that every city I leave it a little cleaner. I at least know that. Making some food sometimes, buying a couple extra sandwiches at the store, whatever, going down and you see a hungry person, give them a sandwich. Occasionally they'll go, I don't want a sandwich, give me some money, I want to go buy something else. But often it's a very nice thing to do, just to give somebody some food. I've done that. I've gone into a store to get a couple things for myself, and I walk out and I see somebody, oh, here, as I walk out. You know, it's those little things that make a difference. Pay extra. When someone provides a service, plumber comes to your house, or gardener, whoever, pay them more than they ask for. The shock value is worth it. People like to follow me into airplane bathrooms, not immediately, but after I come out, because it's cleaner than when I arrived, when I leave. Little things like that make somebody's quality of life a little better when they come in. Instead of finding a mess, it's cleaned up. When you buy tickets to a show, a concert, a movie, buy an extra ticket. Just give it to somebody. Practice the spiritual senses, speaking from your heart. Costs nothing. Blessing people costs nothing. Buy gift certificates on occasion to a store, a movie. Give it to somebody, a friend or a stranger. Whenever I stay at a hotel, the people who clean the rooms fight it out to get to my room after I leave, because there's always a note and a good tip. These are little things that make a big difference, and that's a form of service as well. Even a kind word or a smile. Taking the time every day, when I see strangers in the street, I'm always going, hi, how you doing? Have a good day. When I drive out of a parking lot at the airport, and sit, you know, I give them their receipt. They tell me how much money it is. I give it to them. But I always go, hey, have a great day. It's a nice shirt you're wearing. Whatever. Have a kind word for people. You know, many of us treat people behind the supermarket counter or at the laundromat or the laundry, dry cleaners, whatever. They're like part of the fixtures. They're just there to give us our clothes and we give them our money. No, they're a real person there. Maybe they have kids, you know, relatives, they have needs like we do. So to me, what's as important as getting my clothes or buying my groceries is leaving them a little feeling better than when I came. Makes a big difference. And in fact, it can save a life. And this happened to me. A woman told me this. Again, it happened to be Los Angeles. Not the same woman I mentioned before. Her name was Cheryl. She was very shy and very quiet. She came up to me at a book signing and said, I have to tell you a story. By the way, it had nothing to do with, for a change, with my books or something I had said. She just wanted me to hear this story. She had tried to commit suicide twice, made half-hearted attempts. But she was suicidal, very depressed. And she really didn't believe anybody in the world could care less whether she lived or died. And she had decided to go home and kill herself. She was on the way home when a nice-looking man was walking on the sidewalk going in the other direction. And they just for a moment made eye contact. She glanced at him and he looked at her and he gave her a big smile and said, hi. That smile was just enough to get her home. And she said, you know what? I don't feel like killing myself right now. It got her through the day. And the next day, she decided to get some help. She's still around, obviously. She told me the story. You never know. Some people have too much a sense of self-importance, but most of us don't have enough self-importance. We don't realize the impact we have on the people around us. We're all teachers here. I play the role up here on the stage. We are all teachers. We teach by example.